Hello, welcome back to here. This is LA9. I always say I cannot replace Mordechai Plasker, but I'll be giving Shir in his stead. We are learning. Leiloi Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zalo, Peral Bas Pinchas, Miriam Leiva Basaro, Meir Neshem Mehemet Aliyah. We are learning. Refuah Shleima. There are Shir Shbis Chos for all those who are sick. And we're learning and we're diving into Shabbat Refuah Shleima. Meir Shir Bis Chos for Israel and for Kol Yisrael. Last night, we did the Minchas Asher, or Asher Weiss, about Tevel and Truma when it came to fruits. I didn't actually have a chance to get to fruit juice, but we did fruits, and I actually got the very positive feedback. I think my understanding is people like the Minchas Asher, which I definitely can understand why. So I will, Bezrat Hashem, continue with the Minchas Asher tonight and even sometime in the future to the end of the Seder, which is Parshas Maaseh, then I don't have it. But we're going to do a little Minchas Asher because it seems to be popular. And so we're going to continue with actually a different essay. The name of this essay is called Ein Shleach Dvar Avera. Another one of these essays, there is no Shleach for an Avera. So first of all, where does it come from? It comes from the Pasuk. Came to Rimu Gam Atem. This week's Parshas Korach, at the end, after the story of Korach, the Pesukim have mitzvot. Thus you should set apart Trumas Hashem, a gift to Hashem, Mikol Masor Seichem, Voyer Maishar, Shreti Kichu, which you receive, Neis Ben Yisrael from the Jews, and the Satem Imenu, as Trumas Hashem, Aaron HaKohen, and you should give it to the Truma, to Aaron HaKohen, which for today, well, not today, but used to be not just for Aaron HaKohen, but it means his descendants as well for all the Kohanim. The mitzvah is technically still in effect, but it's just impractical because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and a lot of halachic issues. That's the idea of Truma. In some of his previous essays, he has talked about how from this pasuk, so we learn shlichus. I looked up, it's actually Gemara Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, and from the words Gam Atem, when I say also you, so that it comes to include a shliach. And in a previous essay, Rashi Weiss explained that we actually learn, possibly we learn shlichus from Truma, and that's why we have shlichus from Truma. In this particular essay, in Shlech D'Ravera, there's another concept to be explained, and that is the Gemara Daf in the second Perek of Kedushin talks about in Shlech D'Ravera. You cannot make a shlech for an avera. That is, if I ask somebody to go steal something from me, to go hurt somebody, chas v'shalom, both cases, chas v'shalom, it's in Shlech D'Ravera. That person is not my shlech, and that person acts independently. But you can't come. Well, Ellie told me to do so, and we're going to see why that is. He quotes the Gemara, but Ein Shlech Dvar Avera. There may be some exceptions. We're going to maybe talk a little bit about it, but that's the rule. That when it comes to a mitzvah, I can appoint somebody to, let's say, Pashtus take off Truma, and for various other mitzvahs. When it comes to Avera, you can't do that. And so he's going to explain the nature of Ein Shleach Dvar Avera. He named in a pasuk hazeh. We learn from this pasuk that I read for you from the Chumash. Lamdu chazal b'kedushim em aleph, t'shlicho shel adam kemoso. That the chazal learned in kedushim that the shleach of a person like himself. Yesh mi she'omer she'gam ha'at Ein Shleach Dvar Avera, yalfina mizeh, d'lom nizchad shel toras ha'shlichas el adumya t'trumah she'em b'al avera, nisbar hokas hadah. And there are those who say that the concept that I can't have a shlich for an avera, we learned this out from the Torah of shlichus, because it's only something similar which to truma, which is not avera. So when the psukim talk about that you have, when we learn out the mitzvah of shliach, having a shlich, let's say, set aside truma, so it's only things similar to truma. That is, I cannot a mitzvah. That is, I cannot ask somebody to do an avera for me. It doesn't count the person acts on their own behalf. We explain the Gemara that the Kedusha men bays on the bays. There's no shlich on Avera because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishum. This is a svara that the Gemara uses, and this means that it's a rhetorical question. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishum. If a rabbi asks you to do something, and his Talmud asks you to do something, who are you going to listen to? The answer should be obvious. You listen to the rabbi. So the same thing. Hashem tells you, don't steal, don't punch someone in the face. And I tell you, a person tells you that go punch someone in the face. So who are you going to listen to? Of course, you listen to Hashem. That's obvious. That's the svara that the Gemara throws around. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomet. Words of the Rebbe, words of the Talmud, who are you going to listen to? It's a rhetorical expression to mean you listen to Hashem over a person that tells you to do an avera. The Nischebtura Akron Bebir Svara Zu. And the Achronim grab onto this Svara. Hasmar Kasa, the Simon Kufpe Beis, Simon Kaf Beis, with Simon Shin Mem Ches, Simon Kaf Sef Chaf, that the Smar writes to Meshalech Yachal Omar to Savar Haya Shashlech Oishamawel, Share Awal Lushma Ludivay Rav. So the Smar writes that the messenger, the sender could say that he didn't think the shlech would do it, since the messenger has to listen to the Rav, meaning Hashem. The messenger is being counted as, I think it means like just regular words. So in other words, the Smar is saying that the sender could say, I didn't think he'd actually listen to me, because he's not supposed to. The Kol Kach B'Toso Sarash B'Zlav Nasiyah Yod on the base. The Shitas Ravina, according to the opinion of Ravina, the Hecha to Ein HaShlech Bar Chiyuva Yesh Shlech Dvar Avera, the Az Ein HaShlech Yochol Mar to Sever Haya Shalol Yishma B'Kolel. However, that where the Shlech is not a Bar Chiyuva, there is a Shlech Dvar Avera, because the sender can't say that he thought that he wouldn't listen to him. So, for example, an adult, let's say, a guy named Reuven, an adult, sends a 5-year-old to go steal something for them. So a 5-year-old is in a bar chiyuva, and presumably the 5-year-old boy or girl, they don't have das, they don't know, they don't understand necessarily, if they're 4 or 5 years old, they're going to do it. So can the, according to this logic, can the sender say, well, I didn't think he was going to do it. Well, what do you mean? The Eno Bar Chiyuva, and the person doesn't necessarily have das. A 4 or 5-year-old doesn't have knowledge. They don't have understanding. And so you can't say that, and presumably Yeshua Varvera, that is that the sender would be responsible. Ubir Bazen, the Kohen Shomer, Kohen Have, Hashlech, Kivar Chiyuva, Kevin Shu, Mitzava, Akopanim Shlo, Kadesh, Grum, and we have to explain that where a Kohen says to another Kohen that to be a shliach for a bar chiyuva, since he's commanded, it would seem that he can't be mekadesh for himself. You have to try to understand it. So I think his case here, he says parenthetically, let's say a Kohen says to another Kohen that he shouldn't marry. I think he's talking about a divorcee. Yeah, is that Reuven, the Kohen, says to Shimon, the Kohen, marry me, the divorcee that's over there. So a Kohen isn't allowed to marry a divorcee. So he's saying that is actually something to think. You have to think about that. That really the messenger is in fact a Bar Chiyuva, but how does that work? Like, let's say if it was Yisrael. So Yisrael has as a married divorcee, so is there a yeshlech v'aver or not? The gam divrei tosos b'bava kama ayin tes amid aleph mashma k'divrei sma dekasu sham decha deshlech u'shogeg yeshlech v'aver deodei amishlech shashlech yaseh shlekaso ayin sham. And it sounds like from Tosfos that he it's implied from the words of Sma that he writes over there that with the shliach, the messenger was the shogeg, that is, was accidental. Yeshlech d'avera, there is a there is such a concept that the sender takes responsibility, because the sender knew that he was gonna do his shlichus. So in other words, if let's say I asked an adult to go steal something, and the person that I send, Chas v'Shalom, they didn't realize it. Like, they didn't realize it was stealing. They didn't realize it was wrong. They didn't realize it was an issur. They didn't realize whatever it is. So Yeshulech V'Aravira, I would in fact be on the hook, since according to this, since the person is a shogeg, I can't say that, I didn't think it would listen to me. If I know the person doesn't understand that, or they don't know, the sender is in fact responsible. He does continue on for several pages. The subject of shlichus, sending a messenger, is a very massive topic. I figure I'd just broach the topic here, because it is very fascinating. I think the divrei mussar, I always like to add a little divrei mussar. A shliach is a very important thing sometimes. One of the things, like the quote, the Rambam talks about, if let's say two people fight, so if you could try to apologize to the person you do, and then if not, you send a shliach. But just like everything else should be used for good, whether it's food, whether it's money, so too, a shlichus should be used for good. If I ask somebody to do something for me, right, obviously I shouldn't pull the wool over their eyes and say, oh, by the way, ha ha ha, that's completely, completely lost, completely disgusting. And he does, in fact, further later on, discuss the idea of na'iver, that I perhaps, was over on a vera deraisa, of fooling this messenger, and quite possibly the sender is, and we shouldn't take advantage of people. We shouldn't tell people to do averus for us, and we should constantly be doing mitzvahs. There's no such thing as, well, I'll send somebody to do it, and it's okay, therefore it won't be so bad. That's not the way it works. When we're talking about shlichus, it's a serious thing. Am I on the hook? Is the messenger on the hook? We don't want to deal with these things. If we should ask somebody to do Torah mitzvahs, not ask somebody to chas v'shalom do an avera for us. That's what the psukim came to Rimukam Atem. I looked up the Gemara. Rabbis is a shliach. Right, we're talking about, as Rav Asher Weiss writes, that we're talking about things which are similar to a mitzvah, not chas v'shalom and avera. That's not what we want. We want to serve Hashem. We want shalom in the world. We want good things. So in this course of keeping Torah mitzvahs, and if need be, sending a shliach, massive sugya, usually for a mitzvah, rule is you could have a shliach, usually. We should be able to see the service of us. Eli Neiman, wishing everybody brachas, so come and learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much for your time.